The other big news story today comes from Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his government and the Palestinian militant group Hamas have signed a deal for the release of captive Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Netanyahu said he called Shalit's family to tell them their son will be home in the coming days. In exchange, Israel will free as many as 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. Shalit was grabbed by Hamas in a cross-border raid more than 5 years ago. The Israel-Hamas deal was brokered by Egypt and Germany. Gerald Steinberg is a professor of political studies at Bar-Ilan University in Israel. He says the timing of the announcement is due to a few factors.
First of all, there has been some change in the Israeli security leadership. The head of the General Security Services, like the FBI, has said that he thinks that his organization and Israeli capabilities will be able to contain most of the terror that would result on the release of 1,000 people who have been involved in some very, very massive terror attacks against Israelis. That's a major change. Up until now, some of the leaders of the security services have opposed this type of agreement. Also, I think the changes that are going on in Egypt have led Prime Minister Netanyahu to want to reach an agreement before things become even more chaotic in Egypt, at least now Egypt being the source of the core of this agreement and the only way it can be actually be carried out, to see Gilad Shalit brought to Egypt and then over the next period of time, Israel release the Palestinians that it's holding. Without having an Egyptian partner, that would probably be impossible to do.
Is this news related at all to the Palestinian bid for statehood? Is it some kind of PR campaign on either side?
No, in fact, it's interesting that Fatah, the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, who was just in the UN, the president of the Palestinian Authority, they're not involved in this in any way, manner, or form. Some of the issues that come up is among the prisoners that are going to be released, those who have been involved in terror, for instance, Marwan Barghouti, who was convicted of some very major terrorist activities, whether he will also be included in this as a future leader of Fatah or a leader of Fatah, will that be also part of the agreement, and to what degree that will play into the Fatah-Hamas conflict and competition. But that, I'd say, is a secondary issue, certainly for Israelis. The main issue is that Gilad Shalit seeing his parents every day outside the prime minister's house and knowing that here's someone who was captured, kidnapped from Israeli soil as an Israeli soldier, has been basically lingering in Gaza for 5 years. The Israeli public wants to see him out, even if there's a high cost.
And if this swap happens, what kind of impact do you think it'll have on negotiations between the Israelis and Palestinians right now and on Israeli public opinion about those negotiations?
If, as a result of this exchange, of this agreement, there is a big spike in terrorism, then you will see Israelis becoming even more unwilling to take major security risks. But if in the next year or two we do not see any kind of increase in terrorism, then it won't have a negative impact, but it won't necessarily have a positive impact. The agreement's being made with Hamas through Egypt, and the negotiations take place with an entirely different group of Palestinians. So in reality, there's probably no link between the two.
For some of the Jewish community in the U.S. who know the precise number of days Shalit has been held by Hamas, this is huge news. Remind us of the significance of Gilad Shalit, not just for Israelis and Jews, but also why he's a high-value prisoner for the Palestinians.
Gilad Shalit was kidnapped in June of 2006 while he was on guard duty within Israel and whisked across into Gaza and held there. It's very frustrating for Israelis when you have your soldiers, you have your sons and your daughters being brought to the army, to have someone who's kidnapped and being unable to release him and unwilling to pay the price. Because if you release, the argument has been made over the years and it will be made again tonight by opponents of the agreement. If you allow this agreement to go through, you're setting a precedent for more terrorist attacks and then more kidnappings to release the terrorists involved. So this is something that has been a very high emotional issue, but because most Israeli families send their sons, their daughters, their fathers into the army, having him there and not being able to release him has been a source of major frustration. He has become a symbol of basically the most fundamental violation of the human rights of any Israeli, and the fact that there's been large silence in terms of that. To have him back will be, I think, a significant closing of the circle for many of the people, even those who did not know him and don't know his family, but see him as that symbol.
Gerald Steinberg, professor of political studies at Bar-Ilan University in Israel, thanks so much.
Thank you.